This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 20th of December, 2021. The PM40 closed down again for the third consecutive trading day at 42.90, down 85 points from the previous close. We'll highlight the winners and the losers right after these messages.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com. When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
And we're back, folks. Top gainer for the day was Verso, closing at $27.04, up 34.9%. I'm sure that had something to do with the news. Kimberly-Clark also gained, closing up 1.3% at $141.30. Other winners were RELX Group, Ennis Incorporated, and Pactiv Evergreen. The biggest decliner for the day was Clearwater Paper, which closed at $35.27, down 11.6%. I think that had something to do with the Verso Billerud coarseness news as well. PotlatchDeltic Deltic also lost, closing down 9% at $55.04. Other losers for the day, and let's not call them losers, folks. Let's call them decliners. Other decliners for the day were Sunoco, Rayonier Advanced Materials, and IT Tech Packaging.
You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2021, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.